Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either of them.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is, so okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Here's where we are with this show right now. I tried for 4.5 years, Bob.
Welcome in, everybody. We are here. Lots of intros today, but we're here. I'm hearing, there it goes. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda, the three-man booth. I didn't even have time to get around to highlighting the show on Twitter, but we'll highlight it right here.
Just to clean up what we were talking about off the air, Hutchinson plays
Community College
2 days from now. That would be a Sunday at Georgia Military College in the Division I semifinals of the junior college playoffs.
Well, this would have been a good day to have the coach on. And I dropped the ball. It happens occasionally. And that I'm not going to apologize for it.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to make a real quick announcement. I'm not going to talk as much today. My mouth kind of hurts. I don't know what the deal is. I woke up with like some sinus stuff. Most of that's gone away, but my mouth still hurts. So it's going to be kind of the Jason and Bob show. I'll jump in.
Well, then be quiet.
When I
please.
Feel like
God. I mean, if you're not going to talk, don't talk.
I got to get it this part out of the way.
How long is it going to take you to explain that you're not going to talk?
It's going to be an interesting show because I said I wasn't going to talk. I was just going to sit here and pipe in once in a while.
No, I just said that. You were listening
to
me.
It took you 5 minutes.
I know you've been awake for a long time, but that was me talking is who said that.
Settle down.
It took 5 minutes to tell us you're not going to talk.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe talking will help.
Good. Don't talk. Who cares?
Maybe talking will help, like, loosen it up a little bit more, and I'll feel better. But, yeah, it's some of those days in the winter, you kind of wake up with that dry mouth, your throat kind of hurts, the sinuses are struggling. It's been one of those days for me, and I guess I just have to keep talking.
That makes sense.
I don't know when we're going to have a full slate of...
Well, I'll just make this clear to you. I don't care if you talk or not, but please shut up for a minute.
Well, I can't when he's asleep and you're on your computer. So what are we doing?
I had something I needed to check.
No, you don't.
I don't have Drew Dallas's phone number in my phone. Well, the head football coach at Hutchinson Community College. Max, if you have that number.
Of course we have it. I've got it right here.
If you have that number, send it on to me. I'll get Drew on the show today.
No, don't do that.
Why?
That's so disrespectful.
They don't play for 2 days.
I understand, but once the show's started, we're going to call him.
Yes, it's bad. I'm not proud of it, but it's respectful.
It's disrespectful. That's disrespectful of his time, and I would not do that if I were you.
I'm not forcing him to come on the show.
I wouldn't do it. Even the implication that he just can do it. I'll jump on. Thanks for giving me 5 minutes notice. Don't. Let's just hope they win.
Break the tie, please.
Let's just hope they win Sunday. We'll get them on next week.
You're both idiots.
Well, there's got to be a... You have to agree with one viewpoint or the other.
They're both so dumb.
Just answer the question.
Why? How can they both be dumb?
Settle down.
He's just doing Shoresy stuff, which... Half of me respects,
stupid.
But the other half, I need you to participate in the show.
Yeah,
today.
Be in the show. So which side are you on that? I think it's respectful for me to say, you know what, I dropped the ball.
I don't think it matters.
I should have been thinking.
God,
I don't think
Jason?
It matters. I don't think it matters. I mean, call him, and if he's available, he'll do it. And if he's not available,
well,
he's not available.
Then you're on my side.
That's
what I'm saying.
To me, that's just such a bad look. It's so unprofessional. But that's just me. And if you want to do it.
You guys call me all the time and say, hey, can you call the show right away?
Yeah, that's different.
What?
You don't have anything going on.
I get guests for this show day of all the time.
Day of, sure, but not during the show. Once the show started, we got to move on from
that. Send me that number.
I don't know if we have it.
Max, send me the number.
Someone
send
Bob the number.
What? You don't have it. How did we get it? We've had him on the show.
You guys are awesome. This is fantastic.
I mean, come on, Matt.
We have him on the show. I wonder why the number's not saved. That's it. That's strange.
It's crazy.
We can get his number.
Can you?
Oh, now you're wanting me to get his number.
Oh, I can get it.
Well, get it.
He just doesn't want to give it to you because he's on the side that you shouldn't
there
call.
There it is. You want me to say it out loud? We'll just...
No, don't say it out loud, of course.
Just start with 555.
Yeah, it's 555.
And then give him the 111 numbers.
2000.
There you go. Anyway, congratulations and good luck to Hutchinson Community College in the NJCAA playoffs. Later on the show today, we'll talk with one of our favorites. I haven't told my wife, Eric Adams, girls basketball coach at Wellington. Debbie wants to know all the Wellington guests. I forgot to tell her.
All of them, huh?
Yeah. And we have Wellington people on this show occasionally.
We may have had their football coach on. I think
twice.
We did, actually.
Once last year, once this year.
Yeah, we have Eric Adams on once or twice every year.
Or three times. We like talking to Eric.
Eric's got a good team. They're ranked number one.
Yeah, they get
over Miege.
Well, good luck. Miege may not be the juggernaut this year.
They are, but
Andover Central beat them
in football. This is girls basketball.
Well, how do you know what they have coming back from girls basketball?
He doesn't.
I do.
Okay. No, you don't.
They have a lot. A couple of their players went to KC Piper.
That's all. I need.
Everybody else is back mostly.
If Jeff
and
says
Wellington
they're coming
has
back,
everybody back.
If he says they're coming back, I believe everything he says.
I do the Friday Five. I check around.
You don't check the northeast part of the state. And the Friday Five, as much as you try to push it, is not gaining any traction.
It gets about 3,000 page
views.
Does
it really?
Every week. Football did. We'll see how basketball does.
Well, that's not bad. That's higher than I thought.
It's not terrible. Yeah, it's decent. I think it's catching on a little.
You got a sponsor for that baby?
Yeah, do you think?
What does that mean?
It means It kind of has to be their idea. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, they're not just going to take something and run with it. They don't even put it on the air. They don't even like say, hey, check out our Friday Five, the best games in the air. They don't even do that.
Do you go to somebody and say, why don't we do that?
I haven't.
This is what drives me crazy,
I'm too proud of a man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to beg for attention.
This is what drives me crazy.
Does it?
I never got anything done unless I tried to make it happen.
Yeah, but I'm not going to beg for attention.
I never begged.
That's never what it begged. Is. Hey, guys.
I went to people and said, here's what I'd like to do. Can you get behind this? I got this idea. Let's go with it. But Jeff,
I'll just text TJ
just sits
right
over
now.
There in the corner of the office. Well, I'm going to do the Friday Five, and we'll put it online, but I won't tell anybody. And if they won't acknowledge it. And wouldn't you, if you were doing something you really thought was good stuff?
You know, maybe I don't want to be a sellout.
Wouldn't you go say, hey? Can we try to sell this? I think it could. I
don't
want
to be a sellout. I don't want
to
be beholden to corporate sponsors.
Remember, your mouth hurts. Duda?
I don't want to be beholden.
Well, let's see. Now, if you think it's good, you put it out there and wait to see what happens because you're confident in what you've done.
Always.
Sometimes if you're needing to sell it, then you're needing to sell it because you're not sure if it's any good.
Huh? It's the dumbest comment I've ever heard.
See, did we need him today?
Why do I even ask him anything?
Very, very
He's
true.
So entrenched in his own world.
He's
And there's nothing
I'm
wrong
just
with
saying,
that.
There's, that's just, that could be either way.
Of course. But everything in your life could be either way.
Exactly. So
that's who you are. You're either way guy.
You can't just jump on one side and be, this is the way it is. No, because you got to look at from the other side things. Got to be able to see all the angles.
And then make a decision on which angle to
best. Stay in the middle, stay calm, figure it out, talk it out.
Okay, you've had some time in the middle. How do you feel now?
Just like I did before.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I actually don't either.
You have to promote yourself.
Well, I just told TJ, start propping up the Friday Five. He doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't read his own website. So what are we doing over there?
He doesn't know what the Friday Five is.
I guess not.
Come on.
What'd you do, text him?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said, what? This is what I'm dealing with.
Did you ever tell him you're doing the Friday Five?
It's on Ketchik, Kansas.
Right.
Every Friday for the last 14 weeks.
Who runs Ketchik, Kansas?
TJ.
Well, apparently not.
Obviously, he's not involved.
So there's not a guy that has, or a girl who has a final say on what goes up on Ketchik, Kansas? Who posts it? You?
Yeah.
Does anybody read it before you post it?
Of course not.
Does anybody know you're doing it?
I don't know.
I don't know, but my comment makes way more sense now.
Well, yeah, because this guy doesn't tell anybody what he's doing.
TJ said he does know what the Friday Five is. What do you mean, prop it up?
What is going on over there?
How can prop it up be ambiguous?
I don't know.
Send a clear text message.
Tease to it on the air.
Tease.
So we're having this. You're willing to have this conversation on the air, but I can't try to get a guest during the show.
Absolutely. How is that the same? And I sent you Drew Dallas's number, by the way.
I just don't get it.
I don't know.
Either you promote yourself or nobody else is going to.
I'm not a self-promoter.
I am.
I'm just not that guy.
I'm a self-promoter.
I let my work speak for itself. If you don't want to jump aboard with me and the good work that I'm doing, that's not my problem.
In somewhere around the year 1996, I went to somebody and said, you know, I think I could be the sports columnist. That's something I want to do.
You know what I do?
Shot.
I just start writing columns.
And then nobody ever knows it. And you got guys that, you what? Prop it up. Here's
a sports column game. Why don't you prop it up for me? Oh, yeah, perfect.
So they said, well, you know what? We'll give you a shot. Why don't you write a column? And I did. You know what the column was?
What was the column?
What was it?
The gymnasts.
No, not that wasn't the first one.
What was?
The first one was
calling for
Wichita
the firing
State
of
needs to get rid of Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
And the people around said, whoa, that's hitting the ground pretty heavy. Calling for a firing in his first column. But you know why? Because I had covered Scott Thompson. It was obvious the program wasn't going anywhere. And Wichita State basketball cannot stay in the slow lane. It won't work in this community.
And it's not working right now.
For 10 years, it was in the slow lane. The very slow lane.
Right. Nothing happening.
And they'd given him 3 years. Wasn't happening. Got to try the next person. Randy Smithson turned out to be that guy.
And you called him for that, too.
I did. Made improvements.
Well, you're batting one for two on that one. That's an F minus.
Made improvements, but ultimately didn't get it done.
Correct.
Then Mark Turgeon.
Got it done.
Then Greg Marshall.
Very much got it done.
Then they've hit the slow lane again. We'll see if Paul Mills can get them revved up. But that's what I'm talking about.
Do we know how many people were at the Alcorn State game?
Don't know. Never looked at it.
Yeah.
Never even checked on it. Usually I'll text somebody and say, are you there? How many people are there?
Yeah.
When I watch on TV, I can get some indication. But it's really hard because the seats are all very dark and you can't really, there's no light up there and you can't really tell.
Can't tell who's there.
You can't tell how full the place is.
Right. I agree. And I was told it's Alcorn State, by the way. So I'm going to start using that
pronunciation. You know who doesn't care? Me.
Why didn't you just say I don't care?
It's all right. I care.
Thank you.
I don't.
Where's Alcorn State?
It's in a state.
Which one?
With lots of trees with acorns.
Just guess one.
Not Acorn State. It's Alcorn.
An Acorn State?
Guess what state?
Corn? They have corn.
Just what
guess
time what were you up this morning?
Two.
Because you're just awful so far.
Two.
You got to start getting more sleep.
When?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Do you have a game today?
Four.
Four games?
Seven.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of this.
I'm tired of Duda.
So dumb.
It is. So dumb.
I do have a game today for you guys.
That's awesome.
Password?
No.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
No.
See, that's good. I think we don't want password to get stale, so you can't. You got to mix it in occasionally, right?
I know. Right? I'll mix it in, but it's not today.
But
are
not
you doing
every
name
week.
10 things like I did last week? That was the best game ever.
Yeah, and they're my 10 things, so it doesn't matter what you think. It's what I think.
Exactly.
No, it'll be we got a game.
Well, you guys got one on me last night, Green Bay.
No surprise.
Shouldn't have been, but it was.
Well, it doesn't
what
matter
do you think
if
it should have been.
It could have been. It was.
You think
Detroit should have blown them out.
Really? Because they didn't.
Detroit's defense is not good right now.
Well, what did we tell you yesterday? They're banged up. They're hurt. They got lots of guys out.
I just figured they'd win by six. They won by three.
I told you it was going to be a 3-point game.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh, please.
I said that
Jeff,
on the air.
You've gotten one game right in the last 3 weeks.
I've gotten one game right in the last one game.
Nobody cares what you think.
You knew it was going to be close. And what did I say to you, Jeff? It's going to be a 3-point game. And if it's three and what?
No, I said
three in the hook.
No, that was
take the points.
That was a different game. You talked about the hook. I said
the hook was a different game.
Whatever, I was right.
I said the hook will bring you back.
How many points did you guys put on it?
Four.
I only put four.
I had seven. So obviously, I felt a little more confident than you.
Jeff only put two on it.
I had two. Gosh dang, 2 points.
It's fine.
I open up the lead again. And I'll let you guys sniff around a little bit.
It's all good. Georgia's not going to do it for you.
Yeah, they will.
I don't think
so. Texas isn't beating Georgia. It's just not happening.
Well, they don't have to win.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they'll win.
And they got a cover.
Yeah.
Georgia's not they're good, obviously. But so is Texas. That's anybody's game.
I feel it in my heart of hearts that Georgia.
You've gotten one game right in 3 weeks.
I don't usually am 100% certain on things. I am 100% certain that game.
What's the latest on your Friday Five, and are we going to get the...
TJ said, write about the games we cover, and we'll talk about it on the air. But you're not going to talk Andover Derby?
Is that a game they cover?
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to find out the games they cover.
I don't care what games they cover.
And then write about those games, and then you'll get
some of those games aren't good games.
And then you'll get on the air. You know what? Not going to get you on the air. What are the two games? The last two games you wrote about today.
There aren't that many.
You know what's not going to get you on the air? Give me those two games.
Heston?
No, the other one.
Heston Southeast Saline.
The other one.
Sterling and Hillsborough.
Yeah, that's not going to get you on the air.
That's two top 10 teams in their class.
There's four guys with a TV in Sterling.
Well, if they're not covering Sterling Hillsborough tonight, that's not good.
Get on the air, man. That's how you take.
And there aren't.
Listen to me. That's how you take Friday Five to the next level. You get on the air.
I should be on the air.
You do whatever you need to do to get on the air.
You don't just
write Sterling and Hillsborough. That's a good game. We'll get it into Friday Five, and nobody cares. You don't get on the air with that game. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand
Duda?
What you're saying. Please continue.
There aren't that many great games tonight.
Well,
not everybody's playing.
Hey, what are we covering tonight? And I'll get a few of those games on the air, but you got to give me a couple too if I find a game that is in our viewing area
that
we're not covering.
This is like the shot clock, right?
This is marketing 101.
No, listen. Just listen. I told you I wasn't going to talk today, and you're not even listening to what I do.
You've talked more than ever.
This is a trial run. This is year one of the Friday Five. We're going to get through the year doing what we do. Then next year, blow it up.
Like the Friday Seven?
No, but there'll be some bells and whistles.
Why not get it blowing up this year?
Blow it up now,
get
man.
Get it on the air, man.
No, there'll be bells and whistles.
I want to see it run. Let's go.
Get it on the air. That's the next step.
Well, I'll do my best. I can't control what goes.
Just told you how.
I do write about the games they cover. Why can't they just, hey, we'll be out at Andover Derby tonight, which they will. And if you want to check, get some insight into that game, check out our Friday Five at catchakansas.com.
Well, why don't you? Have you ever asked anybody to do that?
Uh-uh. I don't beg.
Duda, does this drive you as nuts as it does me?
Not really.
I don't beg.
Well, you shouldn't beg like that.
Is it begging to say, "Hey, I do this thing. How do we align the two? You talk about some games on the air. I have this Friday Five feature that goes online. How can we help each other?"
Well, that makes sense.
Maybe the Friday Five includes, here's the games KWCH will be covering tonight.
Then maybe you could get some input on the games they actually cover.
And then it's going to be a real glaring thing if you don't include Tuesday. So maybe you do the Tuesday 3.
I'm probably going to do is the Tuesday 2 and go with the two best doubleheaders. So both boys and girls games are good. That's the idea for now. We'll see how it kind of plays out. But I'll have to think about that a little bit. Friday Five is a brand name, right? You don't want to start watering it down already with other versions of it and spinoffs.
You should do the Tuesday 12.
All right, time for a break. We've got Eric Adams, the girls' coach at Wellington, coming up next. Yeah, I'm cutting that off.
That was a great conversation we had going.
Cut you off, you know I'm saying shut up.
I've had enough.
Eric Adams from Wellington will join us next. They've got a heck of a team, as they've had now for a few years. We'll see what the Crusaders are doing next.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Eric Adams from Wellington. He's got a bunch of she's the one on this basketball team. Eric, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Bob. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing good. We're excited for high school basketball season. You opened last night with a commanding lead over a win over Garden Plain. Got to be pleased with that one. This team has so many aspirations. You're now getting to be a little bit of a veteran team, where in the past you've had a lot of youth on your squad. How big is this year for not only you and Wellington, but also some of these older players you have?
I don't want to push that aside. It's just, I'm not going to do any coach speak. It's just another year, because the girls – and our staff and the community in the school, they know it. They know the talent level we have. These girls put in so much time with this game, and their aspirations are to make noise in Salina this year. You know, where that takes us, I don't know, but there's no question we're not shying away from the rankings and the pub, I guess, that we're getting. And it is we finally have four seniors that have won 67 games and lost, I believe, five or six in their career. So, but there's also a lot of youth still. We have some great freshmen and sophomores and juniors, and so it's a fun team. And again, I keep repeating when I'm on here that they're just fun to be around. They're great kids.
Yeah, would that have been your approach if the progression was more typical, where these seniors, you know, kind of progressed in playing time, or even maybe not playing varsity as freshmen? Most of these seniors have been the focal point of the team for all of their 4 years, and they've experienced the expectations. So would you maybe not shy away from them as much, or embrace them as much, I guess, if these seniors had kind of gone on a different path?
That's a good point.
I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, more than likely. We have two players, Val Norwood and Britt Zika, that have started since their freshman year. So they know what it takes, what it's like. They've been to Salina in the state tournament all 3 years. And then Ella Goodrum and Kendall Rusk are two role-type players that have just come along. Didn't necessarily, obviously, they're not, like, quote, starters, even though Ella Goodrum did start games last year to fill in for Kylan Gregory, our six-foot post that tore an ACL the summer before. If it was, like, four role players and we're just kind of building that way, we might have a different view on things, but we have two seniors that are and Britt and Val. They're just very, very special players.
Yeah, and obviously with Britt and Val, I know a little bit about Val because I know some of her family. Uh-huh. Going to school, this sort of thing. I know that she's getting a lot of opportunities in a lot of places. I don't know if you can talk about that or if you know a lot about it. But on the other side of it, who are some of the younger kids that are coming up that you're looking to step in to maybe fill that fifth and sixth, seventh spots on the roster that are going to get some playing time?
Sure. Well, I just mentioned one. Kylan Gregory, she's a 6 foot. Of course, we play a position with offense, but she can face the bucket and go back to the bucket. But she's back fully healthy. As last year, she didn't get back until Salina, till the state tournament. And at that, she was maybe 50, 60%. So she's back. She's back in the starting lineup. Had a heck of a game last night. Special player, Lindy Barden, a 6 foot, I'd say 4 or 5 player. She had a wonderful game last night. She is a returning starter. I go on and on. I don't want to leave any of our players out because we're pretty deep this year too. It's getting, you know, trying to finagle minutes too is a coaching chore right now. Drew Zika, who was a freshman high jump state champion last spring, she had a wonderful game. She was inserted in the starting lineup for now. Starting lineups could vary from game to game. Cruz Cornejo is another one that was a starter last year. Right now we have her at 6th man, a special player. Viv Wright's a freshman, 5'11" freshman that's related to all the Zikas. She's a girl that played a lot of basketball all summer. And another one, she came in last night, didn't act like anything, didn't act like it was a middle school basketball game. She jumped right in the high school level and really and played well. So it's a special group.
Eric Adams is our guest. He's the head girls coach at Wellington. They are, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, the number one team in the preseason in Class 4A. And I gotta mention Bishop Miege. They're number two. How much fun is this to, maybe fun's the wrong word, but I think you would view it as fun, to be on this continual collision course with Bishop Miege and know that ultimately you're probably going to be on the floor against them. You hope it's for a state championship like it has been before. Mm-hmm. Last year you made some inroads. You were in that game until the end. They had a little spurt at the finish to beat you. Trying to climb this mountain, how much does that motivate you, Eric?
It does. It motivates us, but it also means we're doing things right. We sure don't, you know, we'd hate for it to be the opposite of, you know, aspirations, just being honest. We just, you know, we're trying to go 500 this year, this and this and this. You know, it's nice to know that everybody thinks of us this way and puts us at that Bishop Miege level, because, like I said, we're doing things right, because obviously they are the they're the mountaintop of 4A girls basketball, if not the state, with how many state titles they have and how many won in a row. So for us to be considered in the same breath as the Bishop Miege, it's quite an honor. So girls know what it's going to take. I will say that last year, after having the lead in the fourth quarter, we do have a different feel now. We feel like instead of just going into the game and hoping for the best, we do have a different attitude of now we feel like we can compete with them. And so that's a little bit of the difference between past going to Salina to now. Obviously there's a long journey to get there, a lot of good teams in 4A, but when you talk about Bishop Miege, we do feel like we do have the squad that can and play with them.
Yeah, since you are embracing that, have you thought about if and how you might approach that game from a coaching standpoint differently or the same? I have to imagine the familiarity there is as strong as you have with any program you'd play once or twice every year during the regular season. So just from an approach standpoint, is there anything you'd do differently this year if and when that game happens?
As far as the style, we will continue the style we do, which is 90 feet of really offense. Now, Bishop Mies with pressuring them full court, you take some chances there. So talented, it can beat you in 2-3 passes for layups. And so you have to watch that. But as far as just matching up man-to-man and staying a three-quarter man court, three-quarter court man, you know, we feel like we can do it with switching up a little bit of zone. But we also have, again, I mentioned her name, Kylan Gregory. We'd have 2 6-foot posts that are – they could go double figures any night. I'd be shocked if both aren't averaging double figures, to be quite honest with you, by the season's end. And so we would have that in our back pocket, too, to go more high-low looks. Kind of lacked a little bit last year with that, with still outstanding guard play. But we would have the opportunity to throw 2 6-footers at any squad we'd see there. So we do have that.
Talking with Eric Adams from Wellington, they play again on Tuesday evening. Is that a tournament game against Hutch Trinity?
Yeah, we're in the Cheney tournament, and that's going to be game one. It'll be opening game for us with Hutch Trinity, and then we'll host Pratt.
Okay.
And it's kind of it's pool play. You know, you go 2-0, and the other pool goes 2-0. Then you play championship on Saturday. So that's how that tournament works.
Well, you could meet up with Cheney. That'd be a good test.
That's kind of been the we've been meeting each other quite a bit in that tournament. And then, you know, unfortunately, a few years we've been in the same pool. So one of us has gone to the championship, and the other the third place game. So, but that's always a great battle. It's always fun to go to Cheney and play that game because it's a packed gym, and say how much they love their basketball over there. So, right. We look forward to it. And I did fail to mention a player. Can I mention one?
You better get it mentioned, or you could get fired.
Kylan Gregory's sister, Kirsten Gregory, she's a 5'9" sophomore who is a absolute fire plug and just will come after you defensively and just as intense as you can get. And so I, with all those names I was going, I need to mention Kirsten, who is going to be such a bright future for us. She's only a sophomore, so she's kind of waiting your time. Right now she comes off the bench. So,
and that leads into my final question for you, Eric.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. We mentioned the four seniors and the backbone of this program. And whenever we do the postmortem of Wellington girls basketball, these four players, and especially Zika and Norwood, will have a lot of notoriety. But you don't feel like this is a successful run that's nearing its end. You feel like there's younger players who can carry on this tradition.
Yeah. I mean, of course, a lot can happen. But there's really good young talent on this high school team. And I don't put a lot of emphasis on middle school, junior high basketball wins. But I will tell you, our eighth grade group, there's 8 to 9 that are super talented. A group that plays a lot. And so they'll be obviously feeding into our program next year. So yeah, it's a great situation to be in as a coach. I'm just blessed and lucky to be the head guy of it.
Well, congratulations and best of luck. We'll keep watching your season. I'm sure my wife will get me to a game at Wellington sometime along the way, and I look forward to it. And thanks for coming on the show, Eric.
I always appreciate you guys asking us to talk about our program. So thanks a lot, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right, there you go. Wellington girls basketball. Near and dear to us here. I'm in Wellington at least once a week. My wife's there a lot.
And
practically has put up stakes there.
And you didn't tell her that he was on today.
Yeah, she knew.
Did she?
Everything's good.
Did she?
There is. You're trying to cause. You're trying to cause some trouble between me and my wife.
Yep.
And you can't.
I can.
We're as solid as they come. I know this. My wife will never bake a pie for you the way your wife did for me. And I'll always appreciate that. And thank you to Dia Duda.
What's so funny?
Let's shut him up. Look. That's all it took.
I don't think he wants to talk, though. I think you've done him a favor.
Well, we'll see. He thought he had me. Oh, he didn't tell his wife. I can get in there and dig at him a little. Well,
so bad. That's just wrong. it's just wrong.
Do you have any left?
No, it's gone now.
Dang it. Because there's no way you could have beat me up the stairs and I'd have ate the last piece if it was up there.
Good stuff. Good sweet potato pie. Thanks to Dia one more time. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline, brought to you by IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox. Come in and try our decadent, fully loaded French toast, only at IHOP. I had an experience yesterday that I've never had before. Would
at
you like
IHOP?
To hear about it? No.
Were you at a restaurant?
No.
Were you at
I was at our
CVS.
Building, and a couple came in, a married couple, and they wanted to enroll their son in League 42. They didn't speak English, and I couldn't understand them, and they couldn't understand me. And so what I ended up doing is getting on Google, whatever.
Translate?
Yeah, and having a conversation with them.
That's smart.
I'd never done that before.
Well, good job.
That's amazing.
I'm surprised, honestly, that you figured that out.
What? Why are you surprised I figured it out?
I got to admit, I'm kind of shocked. I'm with Jeff on this.
Well, you wouldn't have.
Huh? No. I wouldn't have.
Why are you surprised that I figured it out?
I'm kind of surprised you knew that technology existed, to be honest. But, hey, because I was about to suggest it, but you beat me right to the punch, didn't you?
Well, what do you mean he beat you to the punch? He already did it.
No, so I'm saying, I was going to say, well, why don't you, like, get on...
Well, how do you think I communicated?
A translator. I don't know. I didn't know where that story was going.
What would you have done without that? How could you have figured that out?
Well, all I did was put in my computer into the Google search, how do you say this in Spanish? And it told me.
Oh. Well, that's a little less... advanced than I thought you would be.
No, then I got on Google Translate and everything was fine. And we were able to understand each other. But I think it's cool. You know, we had two or three kids from Venezuela who registered to play in League 42 this year. And now this kid from Colombia. That's amazing to me.
It's fantastic.
I think it is fantastic.
Well, I just said.
Yeah, nobody's giving it to you.
But it never feels genuine coming from you.
Right, that's why I don't say it very often, because if you're just going to think I'm lying anyway, then what's the point?
You both got very good points there.
I need you to shut up.
Why is he
up
the middle
the
man today? I hate this. This being in the middle guy.
You
I don't like that.
You both have very good points.
I just don't want you to talk anymore. Huh? Until we get to the game.
Okay.
You could please don't.
You don't want to just talk to me?
No.
Why?
Because Duda's here. We do this every day.
Talk to your dad.
Well, I just thought it was a cool experience and a cool situation.
How long have they been here?
They told me a little over a year. And the kid goes to an elementary school here in Wichita, and... they're trying to figure out how to be in this country. I think it's awesome. And
we're playing a little baseball.
Look forward to watching the young man play baseball this year.
For sure.
Come on. I say he's going to just tear it up.
He has to, right?
I would think so.
They said he's only played a year.
How old is he?
He's 9. But I think the dad has worked with him. From what I can tell, listen, it wasn't like it was a easy, fluid conversation.
No, you didn't have a tryout. You didn't take him in the back, and
the indication we didn't
hit him
go
some
out.
Grounders.
No, we didn't.
You didn't hit
we
him
didn't
any
try.
Grounders.
The kid wasn't there. It was the parents.
Well, you could have did it with his dad, and you'd have known what the kid would have done.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how Jeff got to be a decent ball player, right? Because you.
Well,
were
I
good.
Worked with Jeff a lot. He won't ever tell you that.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, tell him.
He worked with me a lot.
Did he?
Yeah.
What'd you guys work on? What was the?
We played a lot of catch. He threw me BP all the time. It was just good stuff.
Well, there you go.
Threw me BP from, you know, the earliest I can remember. Mostly. I had a little wooden bat. That's how far back we go. My first bat was a wooden bat.
You had a ball and bat in your crib.
Well, I'm glad.
Did you have to go get all the balls, or were they all right behind you on the fence?
Oh, I crushed them. They were well to the outfield.
And I remember throwing him fly balls. I threw them really high. Back when I could do that.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to do that for quite some time, but back when I was able to do that, I credit that with helping him become an outfielder.
You know what really made me become an outfielder?
That.
No.
What?
Working with Gary Carr.
How so?
What is
wrong with Duda?
So it had nothing to do with your dad?
No, he took me to Gary Carr.
I hooked him up with Gary Carr.
Yeah, Gary Carr hitting me fly balls. I don't.
Because Gary, here's the thing,
and I like Doe got to dive for him and stuff, and I'm like, I love this.
Here's the thing about Gary Carr, who I worked with for many years and loved the game of baseball, and I know from looking at him, you would never have believed it, but he was an unbelievable athlete back in his day. He was a very devoted guy when it came to baseball instruction, and. Well, you were lucky to have him help you because you were only one of a few that he did. And,
it was great. I enjoyed
you hit
working
in the cages at North High, correct?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I got it in my head that I didn't want to take BP before games.
What?
I just felt like I used all my swings or, like, I wouldn't be as fresh. So I didn't take BP before games. That was a mistake.
That's when you take BP.
I didn't like doing it.
No, it's all right. I never took BP, but we never had batting cages or anything back home.
We always had BP before Cyclones games.
Yeah, and I just didn't. Some about it.
Always took it.
I did?
Yes.
Well, that's probably why I went 4 for 5 every night. Good point.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Do you remember my best game?
I want to hear this. And then I want you to let me know.
Seems like it was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was.
A little right field porch.
No, it was 375.
No, it wasn't. Short right field porch.
How old were you?
No, to the alleys, it was 375. I was 16.
And you popped one over the short right field porch.
No, it was that ball was crushed.
Wind was blowing out.
No, that was just a good day for me.
A slider. 80-mile-an-hour wind.
It was a fastball. Called it, too. Yeah.
Made it a good game?
Did you Babe Ruth it?
I had 6 RBIs, 4 for 5. What?
Did you Babe Ruth it? Did you point on that one?
We had runners at second and third, and I don't hit home runs. I maybe hit like 3 in my entire time I was playing, but we had runners at second and third. I told the guy up before me, walk, and I'll hit a grand slam, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, there you go. Was it a good team we played?
It was that Edmund Santa Fe team, the host. We crushed them that day, and then they brought in a bunch of ringers. And they beat us in the championship game.
I don't have any recollection of that.
Really?
You could just bring in ringers in the tournament?
They just brought a whole different team and beat us. This makes me angry to this day.
That was the era where we were starting to go that direction of travel and pay and just what something I think has been a real negative for youth baseball. And, yes, I hope everyone heard that.
It's youth sports.
I think it's a negative for youth sports in many ways. Not always, but in many ways.
But these were tournaments to play.
Your mic's off. Please make
sure. These were tournaments.
Here's what I want.
I don't care. Can I just make my point?
After I make my point.
This is not
a necessity.
This isn't going to advance the show. My point will.
Have your mic on. Now, what were you going
to
say?
Tournaments in my day were to play. We play to play. Tournaments now, will the scouts be there? Are we playing the elite? It's not playing to play. It's not playing to have fun. We played tournaments and traveled, yes, but that was to play. And that's not what U Sports is about anymore.
Well, we do the best we can. At the time we did it.
At League 42, it's you play to play.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea. I gotta consistently remind our coaches. You're here to teach the game, have fun, and not go crazy. If you go crazy, I'll have a visit.
Just play ball.
We're not here to go crazy.
And we don't want a visit from
Mr. Bob.
No, sir.
Well, they really don't want a visit from Mr. Bob. And very rarely have I had to have a visit.
How do you approach those? Are you gentle, or do you just say, hey,
no,
jerk?
I'm very gentle.
Good.
But also very pointed.
Firm.
Because, there's a line there. We want League 42 to not be this non-competitive league. I mean, I'm a competitor. I like competition.
Of course.
But it can't be the end-all of everything.
And speaking of competition, Jason.
What?
What do we got next?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to play a game.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Why, are you trying to cut me off?
No, but it's about that time.
Well, don't ever try to cut me off.
That was a good segue.
We can do it if we want to.
Yeah.
I am so...
You aren't the be-all, end-all around here.
Dolt.
What dolt?
You know what dolt.
Will you fix your hat for me?
This guy who hasn't made a contribution yet. Because...
Oh, I think he's talking about me.
Because he gets up... I don't care. Because he gets up early... And he has to work his other job, and I don't care. I care about this job.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you. Were you talking to me?
Do your best here.
I am doing my best.
We'll take a break, come back, one more hour. Bob and Jeff.
What do you want to da da da? I'm not a doll with a da da da. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We could saw enough to buy some za. Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw. Yeah. Now we know we're going to da da da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving. Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's the interesting man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
My God.
I'm the top baby face probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
But I'm the judge. I am the judge.
Whether you're straight.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Big weekend. College football conference championship games, some interesting NFL, Wichita State in action tomorrow night against East Tennessee State, Kansas State and St. John's tomorrow morning, and then on Sunday, Kansas and Missouri on the hardwood. But right now, Max, we have a game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, Jason Duda, who can barely stay awake, seems to be in a tremendous amount of pain. But
struggling.
Yet has come up with a game for us today.
Of course I have.
Has he, though?
Oh, I have.
Are you on a painkiller right now?
No. Do you have any?
You seem like you are.
Is that a yes?
Your speech is slurred.
I'm not sure if you've understood my question.
Jeff, handle him.
No, I can't.
You take it. I'm tired of him.
He's unhandleable.
I am. I'm tired of him.
What is your deal, man?
I think he's
seriously
on something.
Well, there's something going on. This isn't normal behavior.
No, this is weird.
Even when you're trying to act weird, this is beyond that. I get that you're trying to do this. This is a concerted effort and intentional, but you've taken it too far. Now let's play the game.
What is the game?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Mess.
What is the game? Good grief.
Excuse me.
Have you seen anyone struggle?
The struggle's real.
Are you trying to get fired?
The struggle's real.
Have you just said I'm done with radio? And
yeah, you guys seem to be, well, you tell yourselves you're pretty smart. So we're going to do a game to start with, which is called Who Said It? I'm going to give you the famous quote. You're going to tell me who said it.
A lot of these are misappropriated. Misattributed.
Can I finish?
What?
I'm going to give you the quote, and then for 2 points, you can answer it. If you want to go for 1 point, I will give you multiple choice.
Fine.
All right. There you go. That's a good twist to the game.
If I miss it for 2 points, can I get the multiple choice for one?
No,
I
hope that's not. Why you got to make the choice.
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to go,
I'll go first?
I'll go first.
I'm defending champ. I'll go first.
You're going first?
Yes.
You did lose last time. We didn't land on a Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
Yeah, I don't know who said that. Give me multiple choice.
Malcolm X, Henry Ford, Charles Cornwallis, Brigham Young.
That, I believe...
You don't have a clue. Just take your guess.
I believe that's Malcolm X.
You are correct.
Yes, thank you.
1-0 for Jeff. Oh, he gets a juice. You shouldn't have went to... Float like a butterfly, sting like a
Muhammad
bee.
Muhammad Ali.
Good grief.
I don't know if that's right. It is correct.
2-1, baby. I better keep track.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
God does not play dice.
Oh, that's easy.
Who said that? Seriously?
Yes.
I don't. Multiple choice.
Frank Sinatra, Albert Einstein, George Washington, Pope John Paul II.
You know who said that?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll let him answer after you're done.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you 2 points if you tell us.
No, I'm not doing it. Are you going to take a guess?
No, I'll give you 2 points if you...
I'm not stepping out of line on the game. Do you have a guess or not?
Can I offer that to him?
No, you got to answer.
Who are the choices?
Sinatra, Einstein, George Washington, Pope John Paul II.
Sinatra.
Incorrect.
No. The Pope.
No, it was Albert Einstein. I knew you had
my
no
turn.
Idea.
What does that even mean?
The world will... little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Unbelievable.
I don't know that. Yes. Give me the multiple choice.
Can I
take it?
No. We already went
Shut
over
up.
This. Thomas Edison, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Vince Lombardi.
It wasn't Lombardi. Abraham Lincoln.
You are correct.
It's from the Gettysburg Address, you morons.
Jeff.
What?
The report of my death was an exaggeration.
That one is easy.
5 points if you can.
No, I'm not doing that. Take your guess.
You don't know who it is.
Of course I do.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Elvis Presley, Mark Twain, Napoleon, Ronald Reagan.
So easy.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, God. Do I get a chance?
You don't get a chance, but you can answer.
Mark Twain.
You are correct.
Well, I didn't know that one. I don't care if his death was an exaggeration. If he died, great. If he didn't, wonderful.
Bob.
Next.
The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
I need a multiple choice.
Martin Luther King, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Confucius, Socrates.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't know this one.
I believe it wasn't those last two.
Okay.
I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
It was Martin Luther King.
Doggone it.
Yeah, come on. You ready, Jeff?
Yes.
Is this the whole game or do we?
No, there's another section.
All right,
I like this section, though. It's fun.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
These are famous quotes.
Yes.
Multiple
look at
choice.
The people who we're talking about. George Foreman, Napoleon, Julius Caesar. Robert Oppenheimer.
Ooh.
I am become death.
The destroyer of worlds.
It's not going to be Robert Oppenheimer. He wouldn't have been that brazen. I don't think George Foreman said that. So it's got to be one of the other people, which are?
Napoleon or Julius Caesar?
Julius Caesar.
It was Oppenheimer. Didn't you watch the movie?
No.
Oh, you should have. Ready?
I'm ready.
I came. I saw... I conquered.
I think I'll know this when I hear it, but I do need the multiple choice.
Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Dwight Eisenhower, Steve Jobs.
Alexander the Great.
Incorrect. That was Julius Caesar.
I thought it was Descartes. Didn't he say that? Next.
Hate the sin and not the sinner.
Everybody said that. I don't know.
Why is it so perturbed? Because
these are stupid quotes.
Dolly Parton, Gandhi, Bernie Madoff, Bill Clinton.
Gandhi.
You are correct.
Wow. Lucky guess.
It's only been said millions of times.
Well, but
so it had to be somebody early.
He's credited with it.
Yeah, it's the whole idea. Calm down.
How many more of these do we have?
Well, we can have as many as we want. How many do we want? Two more each?
What's the next section?
I haven't decided yet.
All right. Give me one.
We'll do one more each.
Yeah. We started with him.
You get one more.
I get one more, then we each get one more after that.
Okay.
What's this one?
People who boast about their IQ are losers.
Here's Bob.
That's Jeff.
You should know exactly who said that.
Is it Picasso, Lombardi, Donald Trump, Stephen Hawking?
Well, we know at least one of them shouldn't boast about. Give me the four again.
Stephen Hawking, Picasso, Lombardi, Trump.
Stephen Hawking.
You are correct.
I would have said Trump because he says losers a lot.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, good grief.
I would have known this one.
I think that's...
Do you want multiple choice or you got
Patrick
it?
Patrick Henry, but he might have said the other thing. Give me multiple choice.
Nelson Mandela, Galileo, Patrick Henry, Al Capone.
Patrick
should have gone with your...
Yeah.
You are correct.
I get that and don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Sometimes I think he said that.
All right, last one in this category.
What does not kill me makes me stronger.
I'll know this when I hear it, I think.
Theodore Roosevelt, Jonas Salk, Joey Chestnut, Frederick Nitschke.
You got to be kidding.
That's what's on here.
Frederick who?
Nitschke.
Give me the first two.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
You're correct. It's Frederick Nitschke.
You writing it down?
I didn't write it down.
What's the next category? I kind of like that one. If we go back to that in the last segment, I wouldn't hate it.
We're not going back to anything.
In the last segment.
Let's do fun facts about states. Who's up? Jeff?
Jeff.
I guess I am.
We'll do five rounds of this.
With more than 120,000 served over the weekend at Churchill Downs, cocktail is the official drink of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
These ones are easier.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's 2 points.
Two.
Well, you're getting an easy one here. Ohio is the Buckeye State. What is a Buckeye?
I hate it. I hate this question.
Do you want a multiple choice?
Yes.
Maybe you should pay attention.
An insect, a shoe, a nut, a tool.
A nut.
Duh.
Correct.
What's the score?
5-4.
Named for a part of this state's history, which of the following opened its first amusement park in Texas in 1961?
That's not fair. That's a multiple choice question to start. Skip that. Which of the following? No, that's not fair.
That is true.
You have a multiple choice question as your question.
I know, but you should have got it. It was pretty easy.
What was the question?
Six Flags.
Well, you got duh. You want the point for Six Flags?
I'll take that.
Okay.
2 points.
No,
you only get one if you're taking it.
Why? I said it.
After I said it.
Do you want the point or not? Or do you want to go for the...
I'll take the point, yeah.
All right. 5-5. Next.
Because its spongy wood repelled British cannonballs during the American Revolution War, which of the following... Well, here we go again. Was named South Carolina's state tree. So what's their state tree?
Well, I need the multiple choice.
Redwood, elm, spruce, palmetto.
Well, it's got to be palmetto.
You're correct.
You're welcome.
What do you mean you're welcome?
I told you the answer.
Next. Ow.
I said yes to palmetto.
I didn't. Are you out of your mind?
Once located in the present-day North Carolina, this settlement mysteriously disappeared sometime between 1587 and 1590.
Jamestown.
You are incorrect. It's Roanoke.
Oh, that's a big zero.
You sure about that, dog?
I sure about that, dog.
I don't think so.
Settle down.
Roanoke's still there. It's in Virginia.
Wyoming is nicknamed the Equality State because it was the first to do which of the following? Recognize gay marriage, outlaw slavery, enact affirmation action laws, allow women the right to vote.
Women the right to vote, I believe.
You're correct.
You sure it's not Jamestown?
Come on, Jeff. Play the game.
In 1886, Georgia pharmacist John Pemberton created which of the following? So what did he create? Do you want 2 points?
Yeah, no, I'll take
Pepto-Bismol, Coca-Cola, lemonade, chocolate milk.
Coca-Cola.
You are correct.
Should have known that one. Next.
I didn't know it was banned by a doctor.
Instead of counties, like most other states have, Louisiana's 64 subdivisions are called what?
Can I take it if he doesn't
know? Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
I'll go for the multiple choice because my brain doesn't function. Go. Hurry up.
Cantons, boroughs, hamlets, parishes.
Parishes. Thank you.
There it was.
Easy. So easy.
8-6.
It's not 8-6.
It is. I got a point there. It's 8-6.
I got a two-pointer earlier.
But you missed a round. Next.
No, I didn't.
This is the last one of these. What's another?
Yeah. What's the official state neckwear of Arizona?
Scarf.
Ooh, he shouldn't have guessed. See, that's
your guess?
Yeah.
It's the bolo tie.
I forgot that we got to ask for multiple.
See, that's your problem.
But I have more than six.
Have six.
I have five, and then I got a two-pointer.
Next.
See, he's a liar.
I want to switch categories.
Yes. I get one more in that category.
Oh, you get one more in that category?
He's a liar.
Okay. Responsible for 40% of the nation's production of this crop, Arkansas is the United States' leading grower of what?
Well, give me the multiple choice. I think I know, but I don't want to.
Rice, corn, cotton, tobacco.
Cotton was the one I wanted.
Is that what you're going with? It was rice.
Doggone it. All right, one more category, and then we'll come up with our winner.
Okay, do you want, Jeff, I'll let you pick the category since you're behind. No, I'm not going to. We'll just do this one.
Yeah, there you go.
This is easy. It's going to be one or the other.
Oh, love it.
Which came first, Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny?
So easy. And you get 2 points for this or one?
It's a 1 point.
It's a 1 point.
Mickey Mouse.
You are correct.
That's so easy.
What came first, the airplane or the light bulb?
The light bulb.
You're correct.
9-7.
Which came first, Minecraft or Fortnite?
Ooh.
Minecraft.
You are correct.
9-8.
Which came first, Picasso or Van Gogh?
So easy.
Picasso.
No.
Van Gogh.
Doggone it.
Which came first?
Jeff could tie it up.
Clue or Monopoly?
So easy.
Monopoly's been around forever, but Clue's got to have been. I'm going to say Monopoly.
You're correct.
Doggone it.
Which came first? Football's Super Bowl or baseball's World Series?
Oh, my God.
Baseball's World Series.
Which came first, Spider-Man or Superman?
Oh, God.
Superman.
You're correct.
It's 10-10.
Well, I told you, these ones are easier. That's why I was going to. It's 10-10. Which came first, the Magic 8 Ball or the Rubik's Cube? Oh, all of a sudden, it's not so easy, is it?
Pretty sure I know that one.
The Magic 8 Ball.
No.
The Magic 8
Ball. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought the Magic 8 Ball was 80s.
I had one as a kid, and I didn't know what Rubik's Cube was.
All right.
Which came first? 11-10. The Titanic sinking, the Hindenburg disaster.
Titanic.
You are correct.
11-11. This is it. This is it. This is for
the Emmys?
This is for the win.
The Emmys or the Oscars?
The Oscars. There's your winner.
You're correct.
One more.
No.
One more round.
No, it's time Judas. For a break.
Which game first, the Colosseum in Rome or the Great Pyramids of Giza pyramids. In Egypt? You're correct.
Tie ball game.
Then I get one more.
Which came first, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek. All right, time for a break, right? Max. Yeah. We'll be back. There's a dinner winner for yours truly.
I picked this up in the final segment.
13-12. That's the game.
Yeah, but you ripped a point off from me.
If we do it in the final segment.
The game continues.
It's an exhibition game.
You ripped
game.
A point off from me.
No, I didn't.
You always do.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
didn't
you
rip
did.
A point
Pencil
off.
Pencil whipped. Pencil whipped.
Always.
We'll be back. The winner, Bob Lutz, back in a minute.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Joanna Chadwick is with us from Vibe Magazine, Derby High School journalism instructor. How are you doing, Joanna?
I'm good. You know what? We have 10 days left. 10.
10 days of school and then the break.
Yes.
This is normally where you call me out to speak to your class when you're at wit's end. I haven't received that request yet,
and please don't extend it, Joanna. Thank you.
I've never
I'm going
asked.
To ask both of you Yeah, that's true. I'm going to ask both Jeff and Bob next semester. Because, Bob, you can't meet in the afternoon. And if I can get you in the morning, that's when it's best.
Yeah, that's what works best. I appreciate it.
And I don't mind being left out. It's okay.
Oh, I wonder what I'm going to say.
Hey, let's talk about high school basketball while we congratulate our area football champions, Andover Central and Dale Conway Springs. Good to get them in the winner's circle. But high school basketball is underway, and I hate to see basketball shortchanged because, for me, it's my favorite high school sport. So what one or two or three storylines are the most enticing as we go into the season?
Well, I hate to start off with something that's going to steal Duda's thunder from later, but I think Braden Maivella is definitely someone we should all be watching. Mays High Junior, he's so talented, and I really kind of see big things from him. Of course, he's also getting looks now for football, that, you know, whether it's as a receiver or a quarterback. So that's exciting to see. I would be watching for him. I love seeing there's a lot of young kids, I think, that you want to watch for. And last night, the season opened with a couple games. Dodge City played McPherson, and Garden Plain played Wellington. The Wellington girls are, you know, they've got multiple players, including Val Norwood, Drew Zika, Britt Zika. And then Garden Plain last night, Cooper Eck hit three second-half three-pointers, including the game winner in the final seconds to give Garden Plain boys the last-second win over Wellington.
So I know the Friday Five has really kind of put a dent in Vibe's credibility. So I have extended the olive
what
branch.
What are you doing?
And made...
What are we doing?
I've extended the olive...
Are you like most people who's never heard of the Friday Five?
It's unreal.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I've extended the olive branch and made the Derby girls against Andover the top game tonight, which I believe it is. And obviously, your husband is the coach of the Derby girls. How much are you guys and that team amped up for this game? Because it is fantastic on paper.
I mean, it really is, and it's interesting. I think with as many seniors as Derby had last year, and as the two phenomenal seniors that Andover had last year, I think that maybe both that there are probably some people out there who are questioning both teams, but I think that would be a really big mistake. Certainly, Andover's got Aaliyah Green and Katie Evans, who are players that you definitely want to be watching for, and Derby. You know, they've got some young talent in there, along with Michaela Askew, who is a junior this year, and they're definitely younger than they were last year with only a couple seniors, but Malia Lansing and Callie Rickards, but really looking forward to this matchup tonight and see what happens.
Well, since you did take my question from me, the only one I had, let's jump into this one, which everyone's kind of beat down a little bit. But what do you think about this shot clock thing? Some schools can use it. Some have not decided to use it. How much of a pain in the butt is this going to be, or is it not going to be?
So I've told the story of the shot clock multiple times when I was at the Wichita Eagle. Most recently, it was either 2015. It could have even been winter of 2016. But the response is usually how you pose this question, which is straight negative. Oh, it's going to be a pain in the butt. Oh, how are we going to find anyone to run it? Oh my goodness. Well, they did the same thing when the libero was introduced into volleyball. Oh my God. Now we have to find somebody who's going to track it. Okay. Like, let's advance the game. Do we still want to be sitting back in the 1950s? I don't. I would like to continue to have progress as we go forward in the game. I think an easier thing that they could have done is to put the arc on the courts. Boom, it's an easy answer to make it more like the college game. I'm a fan of the shot clock. I think it's a great change. Will it cause some issues early on? Yes. But growth is usually going to cause a little bit of pain, a little bit of challenge.
Long overdue, the shot clock in high school basketball. That's my opinion. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. We've had Joe Auer on this week. We had Andy Hill on this week. Northwestern Heights are going to be really good. So is Cape and Mount Carmel. That's three teams out of the City League that in the boys that are going to be excellent. How do we get that number to 6 or 7, Joanna? Or is it perhaps?
I mean, you look at the
at 6 or 7.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, you look at Heights and they've got Malachi Wilkins and Chase Robinson, and then you look at Corbin Johnson at Capen, and you look at the transfer that came in from Emporia along with Eli Benning, the transfer DJ Brown who came over from Southeast at Northwest. Those teams are loaded with talent, and I don't know if I see that talent as deep elsewhere. I think that there's some players that are really going to pop up. East High, Ismail Berry, I would be looking for him. But I don't know if you can get to 6 or 7 teams in the City League. I don't know if that can happen. But that top three is impressive.
Yeah, since I asked you about Andover Derby girls, I think the boys' game is enticing kind of for the same reasons. Derby graduated a lot. Andover lost a few players, too, so we don't know exactly what these teams are going to look like. Josh Kim is there for Andover. What do you expect in that game tonight?
Well, Josh Kim is obviously one of those players who is very good. I'm a big fan of Owen Allman as well, and he can definitely score. I've seen him just go off in the summertime. I think that they've got some pretty good juniors as well at Andover, and certainly Derby's in the same situation. Jack Allwelling, the senior, is a really fun player to watch. I think they have some names that people just don't know about yet that are going to step up. They also had Jackson Melville transfer over from Southeast. So he brings a presence inside, an athleticism inside that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup tonight.
Well, we are underway. High school basketball pretty much across the state now as we get ready for the Christmas season. We'll play for a while, then we'll take a break, and then we come back and we do all that stuff. It's a fun time of the year. Do you agree, Joanna?
I love it. I mean, last night I was sitting down at dinner with my family, and all of a sudden I saw come across my email, McPherson sending the box score from its game against Dodge City. I'm like, and here we go. The nightly scores are a labor of love for me. I do it. Doesn't matter what night they play, and that's totally different from football where it was just Friday nights, but now it could be any day of the week except for Sunday, and I am all for that. Let's go.
Good stuff. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick, Vipe Magazine. Clearly the leader in high school coverage in this area.
When you have people you know that long, she knows that was a joke, right?
What was a joke? What?
When I said that I've dented Vipe's credibility with the Friday.
No, I don't. Those kinds of things aren't funny to people that compete in the media.
We're not really competing.
Do you agree?
We do different things.
If you insult my entity, I take that seriously.
We insult each other for 2 hours a day.
Yeah, but we don't insult the Joanna. Just openly and say, you know what, we do a better job than you.
Well, I have to say this. Joanna is good at throwing it back.
Exactly.
So I think
didn't she act a little bit perturbed there?
I don't think she was perturbed.
Thank you.
That's my read is that she's stance. A little perturbed.
Well, I guess, we're going to have to call her back and just ask her. It's the only way to find out. Nip it in the butt right away, boys, and be done with it.
That,
and we'll know.
That saying is bud.
Not
nip
butt.
It in the butt.
not butt.
It makes sense,
nip it
but
in the butt.
You shouldn't nip it in the butt.
That's what I said, nip it in the butt.
Bud.
Nip it in the butt.
Bud.
It's what I said.
Okay, cool.
What was the question about IQ earlier?
7.
Shouldn't you have a test?
I would love to take an IQ. Oh, that'd be God. Fun. Oh,
hey,
let's
by the
do
way,
that. Let's do that
my
next
friend
show.
Lonnie just oh, posted should. On Facebook or Twitter or somewhere the Mays bowling roster. I did not see the name.
He didn't try out. He decided not to.
What?
Yeah.
Go bowl.
I was looking forward to that.
Well, he decided not to.
What are you going to do? IHOP Hotline brought to you by IHOP. Come in and try their fully decadent French toast at IHOP, 869-1240. We're going to get back to a game.
I lead 7-1 in this one.
I won the real game of the day.
No, you didn't.
But this is an exhibition.
Say this out loud.
What do you have,
Say this out loud. You don't get to steamroll. You don't get to be a bully. Say it out loud.
What do you have, Duda? What's the game?
I'm not playing. We're going to play. I like the quotes thing, so I've decided to do another one.
All right.
Say it out loud that it's okay for one of the players to keep score.
Matt's quote to the movie.
Oh, love it.
Say it out loud.
You going to play or not?
Say it out loud.
No, I'm not saying anything.
It's okay for the contestants to keep score.
Let's go, dudes.
All right, I lead 5-0.
Okay. You want to go first?
Yes.
Wax
I'm the
on,
winner of the last
wax
game.
Off.
Mr. Maji from Karate Kid.
Mr. Maji? Let's go. Next.
You got it. That's 2 points.
Thank you.
No, you're not keeping score.
I'm keeping score.
It's 5-3 now.
Okay.
Are you not entertained? Gladiator.
Good job.
12-1.
Oh, I love it when you guys get so upset.
I'm not upset at all. I won
I'm
the game.
I'm not upset either.
Hey.
We
I'm
cheat
walking
here.
Here.
What?
Hey, I'm walking here.
I need the multiple
Midnight
choice.
Cowboy, The Magnificent Seven, Goodfellas, Tango and Cash.
That's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Okay. Hey, I'm walking here. Magnificent Seven.
No.
Midnight Cowboy.
You are correct.
You didn't know that.
Of course I did.
Who started Midnight Cowboy?
Everybody.
No,
next.
Give me the 2 stars.
No, I don't need to. I just knew that was from that
give
movie.
Give me the 2 stars.
No. In fact, 17-0. Now the score.
John Voight, Dustin Hoffman.
Good.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
Good grief.
That's 2 points for Jeff.
22-4.
Oh, easy. Next.
My mama always said life is like a box of chocolates.
Forrest,
you never know what
Forrest
you're going
to
get.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
4-4. We go to the bottom of round 3.
Cinderella story. Out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper. Now about to become the
Caddyshack
champion.
Yeah, so easy. This is a...
They're movie quotes. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Wall Street.
How do you have an even number when you got 1 point one time?
I didn't. I got 2 all 3 times.
No, you didn't.
6-6.
To infinity and beyond.
No. Toy Story. See, he's such a cheater.
8-6.
What's the score?
7-6.
8-6. See, even Duda's off there.
Who went first?
You shall not pass. He did.
Good.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
My 8th grade algebra teacher. So good.
You want the...
I want the...
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Star Wars, Episode 5, A New Hope.
The second one.
Which one was that?
The second one you mentioned.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. What was the second one?
The Hobbit,
there.
The Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
The Hobbit.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Nothing.
0 points for you.
Lord of the Rings is the Hobbit. Man.
They may take our lives.
Lord of the Rings is the Hobbit.
Yeah, look at this cheater.
No, it's a different movie. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Really?
No.
The Patriot, Robin Hood, Braveheart, Gladiator.
Never seen any
of them. He's already had Gladiator. Easy.
Good job helping you out.
Yeah. Braveheart.
Yeah.
Of course. 9-6.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, God. It's so sad that I can't think of that. Give me the choice.
Untouchables, Scarface, Ocean's 11, Casino.
Scarface.
You only got one for that, though. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed
Princess
my father.
Princess Bride.
Prepare to die.
What is it?
Princess Bride.
You are correct.
I love
the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, what was the name of that movie?
I don't know what it is.
Apocalypse Now.
You are correct.
Wish you'd given that to Jeff.
Terminator.
I'll be back.
That's it? That's so...
They're random when they come up. Harry, you'll know this one. I feel the need. The need for speed.
I feel the need. The need for speed?
Yeah. I know this one.
Everybody knows this one.
Give me the choices.
Fast and the Furious, Need for Speed, Mission Impossible, Top Gun.
Top Gun. God dang it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On that note, let's quit.
Jeff.
I'm not quitting.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Sandlot.
Good job.
My God. Jeff hasn't had a hard one yet.
Yeah, because I make it look so easy.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dirty Harry.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I'll give you the four.
No, he missed it.
Oh, okay.
What were the four?
Sudden Impact. Million Dollar Baby, Gran Torino, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
You wouldn't have gotten Sudden Impact.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Sudden Impact.
Okay, good. Next.
It was Clint Eastwood.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, God.
Godfather.
My God. I mean, this is just ridiculous. You give me Sudden Impact?
Well, that's what you get. Hey.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Get busy living?
No.
Or get busy dying?
You know what? I'm going to get busy you dying here in a minute.
This is one of my favorite movies.
I don't care.
You don't know
it. I can't keep score anymore. He runs out of...
You won.
Get busy living or get busy
dying. Go back to the regular quotes. Can we do that?
You want to do that?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I want to do some quotes.
No, Jeff's done. Turn his mic off, Max.
The Shawshank Redemption.
No, we're done.
Look at this guy. The whiniest.
I'm the king of the world.
There's Titanic. No more.
You are right. Two more points for Jeff.
There's no more.
Mark him down.
Nothing
He's
that happens
you right
now.
We got like
any meaning.
Four questions left.
Oh, I'm going to start.
Hit them all. Give me all of them.
I'm going to hang out with my dog now.
Nobody
Max,
put baby
the music.
In the corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, he got another one. The kid
play
is
the music.
Rolling right now. Can't. We have too much time left. You can't start the music yet.
Three more?
That's impossible.
Let's go to them. Let's go to the speech being given on Capitol Hill. Do whatever you do.
What?
Carpe diem.
I'm sorry. We've got a breaking news.
Do we? What do we got?
Breaking news. We'll take you there live right now, Max.
Where are we going?
I think we've lost it. I think we've come apart at the seams.
We?
Yes.
I think you've lost it.
You guys have been horrible this segment.
I've been unbelievable.
You have been the worst.
Hey, Jeff, which animal kills the most humans annually?
Mosquitoes.
Now, you want me? Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess.
Kills the most humans.
Annually.
Annually. That's a darn good question. Well, because they're in mass, I'd say dogs.
Yeah, it's mosquitoes.
It is?
That was kind of fun.
How does a mosquito kill anyone?
Malaria.
Oh, for the love
of... Everybody knows that. Did you know, according to scientists, an attack on a person by which of these animals is most likely to kill the person? Hippo, crocodile, shark, grizzly
hippo.
Bear.
What?
If you're not going to pay attention, Jeff, you win. Hippo's correct. Didn't matter. You got it right.
Max, take us out of this.
I know so much stuff.
The stings of which creature kill hundreds of swimmers every year? You're wrong.
Stingrays.
No, you're
shark.
Wrong. No.
Doesn't matter.
Come on.
Jellyfish.
Yes.
So much stuff that I know.
You are so smart.
Let's go to the State House.
Rabies.
Governor Kelly's delivering a message.
9,000 people a year.
I got to get off the show. Max.
Almost
do something, Max.
Which animal?
Bats.
There it is. See you Friday. See you Monday.
Wait, let's keep going. Duda, what else?
Greatest game ever.
We'll see you guys Monday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to the IHOP hotline. Thanks to our many guests.
Bye.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.